This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
As we meet here today in Brussels, those who bet against NATO have clearly been proven wrong.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at NATO headquarters in Brussels for a meeting with NATO foreign ministers.
NATO today is bigger, it's stronger, it's more united, it's more capable than ever.
Secretary Blinken said the U.S. is looking for President Biden's supplemental funding for Ukraine to be approved by Congress in the coming weeks. Hamas said it's willing to extend a truce for 4 more days and release more Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A source close to the group said Wednesday mediators sought to a lasting halt for the conflict. A current truce is scheduled to expire early Thursday after a 6-day pause in the conflict sparked by the deadly Hamas attacks. With 60 Israeli hostages and 180 Palestinian prisoners already released and more set to walk free on Wednesday under the agreement, conflict mediator Qatar said negotiators are working for a sustainable ceasefire. A U.S. military aircraft has crashed off the coast of Japan. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports one crew member was recovered from the ocean and has been pronounced dead.
U.S. Air Force officials at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo say they are still confirming details after an Osprey tiltrotor aircraft carrying 8 people crashed in the sea less than a mile off the eastern coast of southern Japan. It apparently tried to make an emergency landing at an airport on the small island of Yakushima, and the Japanese Coast Guard received an emergency call from a fishing boat. There have been at least 5 fatal crashes of marine ospreys since 2012. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. Acrobats, jugglers, and a clown demonstrated their skills for Pope Francis on Wednesday as part of his weekly audience. The Pope sounded wheezy and limited his speaking at a public event a day after he canceled a trip to the COP28 climate summit in Dubai because of the health issues. His aide read his main text in his place, which was followed by a brief show by circus artists, including a clown, acrobats, and jugglers, who performed at the podium alongside the Pope. He thanked them for offering a moment of joy. People in line to attend the audience said they hope he gets better soon.
I hope and wish him a speedy recovery. Obviously, his health is most important, and hopefully he can get back soon to leading and to getting back to work.
When COVID hit, the life expectancy plunged in the United States. Now, VOA's Tommy McNeil says it's climbing back.
Life expectancy was up by more than a year in 2022 after plunging 2 straight years at the beginning of COVID-19. It's now 77 years, 6 months, about what it was 2 decades ago. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the numbers Wednesday. Researchers say the rise was mainly due to the waning pandemic. The snapshot statistic is considered one of the most important measures of health of the U.S. population. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials in India enlisted 6 miners adept at what they call rat hole mining to reach the trapped workers in that collapsed tunnel. We now get this report from Ryan Chang.
Working for more than 24 hours, they split up into 2 teams of 3, with 1 person drilling, the 2nd collecting the debris, and the 3rd pushing it out the pipe. And on Tuesday, rescuers successfully pulled out the workers after a 17-day ordeal. Rat hole mining is a dangerous and controversial method used to extract thin seams of coal. The name comes from its resemblance to rats digging pits into the ground. The pits are just big enough for workers, often children, to descend using ropes or ladders to extract coal, often without safety measures and proper ventilation. The practice became illegal in the 1970s, when India nationalized coal mines and gave state-run Coal India a monopoly.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang, all of those workers that were trapped in the tunnel have been freed. They spent 2 weeks underground, trapped in the tunnel. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.